It's Sunday the 11th of September, and as I sit here on a Sunday morning, Sunday the 11th of September morning, because that's the time I'm recording this, I think it's still summer, actually. I think we can still say it's summer. Farringdon Radio, Farringdon Local, on the 11th of September. And let's crack on straight with the first piece of music. A band I saw playing down at the Port Mahon last October. This is E4 Echo.
Forget that everything was just a bet. Open up those loving arms, you know it's good to hug sometimes. Remember me in a photograph, telescope, a looking glass, watching as the light draws in, daytime ends and nighttime begins. Sky, our make-believe lies had arrived. Our real ones did not agree. We walked hand in hand, skip one, two, three. Kiss me once, oh kiss me twice. Lips like sugar and all things nice. Silently I touch your hair. Turn around, but you're not there. Sky, our make-believe lives had arrived. Our real ones did not agree. We walked hand in hand, skip one, two, three. Kiss me once, oh kiss me twice. Lips like sugar and all things nice. Silently I touch your hair. Turn around, but you're not there.
E4 Echo with a track of theirs called Through the Looking Glass. So I saw the band down, playing at the Port Mahon last October. Local promoter putting on, not a local promoter, national new promoter, trying to get a few things off the ground. I think he let everybody down badly, actually. I don't think there's any promotion work whatsoever. I think even the band had to be involved in doing the sound as well. And wasn't very well organised, which is a great shame for the bands that played on that night. But I say, E for Echo, look through the looking glass, try to find out what they're up to at the moment, but don't seem to be anything available on their website as to what their current activities are. If they are, if they're out there and they're listening, give us a call and play another track and let people know what you're up to, any gigs coming up, etc. Now, as we all know, we are in difficult financial situations in the country, worldwide, I suppose, really. And this does affect different people in different ways. And some people do, unfortunately, manage to sink quite low financially and have great difficulty and get themselves into quite a mess. And there are organisations out there who can say they can help, some of which can, some of which you think are a bit of as just some sharks, I suppose, really. But I was reading an article the other day in the Farringdon Advertiser, and I came across the term financial healer, which goes a bit deeper than just sorting out your direct financial problems. It goes a lot deeper about how to resolve those issues long term. So I got in touch with Eric Cornish, came into Farringdon Radio, into Studio B for an interview, and we got that interview here now. So this is Eric Cornish, financial healer. And with Eric Cornish, who's a financial healer, focusing on the use of the emotional freedom technique, EFT. I know I'd get that right eventually, but I keep forgetting. Works with people who are perhaps best described in serious financial problems. Eric, can you just tell me how you get involved with people and what your main function is? It's not the debt management role, is it? You that goes to somebody else, really.
That's right.
It's the deeper work that you do, isn't it?
That's really what's unique about the service I'm providing people. Usually I end up talking to people who've got a pile of unopened credit card statements and bank statements, so they're ignoring the problems they're in. They're usually highly stressed by the situation they're in. So what we do is we refer them to a company up in Birmingham who specialise in debt management plans, IBAs and bankruptcies, and they work out the best route for them to go. Once we've put the financial fire out and the phone stopped ringing and the knocks on the door have stopped happening, then I can work with the emotional freedom technique and also with matrix re-imprinting to get into what's happening in their subconscious, to get into the fears and the tears and the traumas behind a financial meltdown, mm-hmm. and to heal those, to take the understanding out of that, and then to help them to move forward with their lives with a new financial plan that will help them to get to where they want to be going with their lives.
But this is all about looking much deeper than just the initial 6 months or year financial problem. It's about finding out why they're in this situation in the first place and trying to change their outlook on life. A bit like a life coach in some respects, is it then?
Yeah, it certainly is, Sean. Yes, it's a good analogy. Also, what I'm finding is that a lot of people I'm working with, their financial traumas have actually inherited from their parents, and you go back through their lives back to a very young age sometimes and find there's the memories of parents fighting and arguing about money and fears around money and there not being enough. Mm-hmm. And these have stayed in the subconscious sometimes for 30, 40, 50 years. And we can reprogram those and we can take those fears out and give them a strong positive view about the role money plays in their lives.
So on a practical basis, once you've got this, you've made the reference to your partner organisation and they sort out the practical side of it. You're going to, what would you do? How do you meet it with people and how do you get your programme started then?
This is almost invariably through referrals. Right. Since I moved back to Witney, I've tried local press advertising and leaflet drops and all sorts of things, and you get very little response because people are really embarrassed and ashamed about their financial issues. The people I've actually worked with have been very generous and given me, you know, several referrals for every client I've been to see. So it's just growing organically now,
right? Okay.
Through the people I've been along to see. So it's actually coming on very well at the moment.
Okay. Now let's say, sorry, you met up with the client or potential client, and they decided they want to use your services, and they've done the practical stuff. It's all in process. The phone calls have stopped, and there's a process of dealing with it, whether an IVA or bankruptcy or whichever route. And you're now going to start going, right, now let's look at the deep stuff. Can you just describe the EFT to me, and actually as one example, the matrix example. What does it actually do and how do you make that work?
Well, EFT started really around 2000 in the States, but it wasn't actually unique then. It was a guy called Gary Craig, and he'd been studying Chinese medicine and the meridian systems that go back over 5,000 years. Now, these are the same systems that the acupuncture guys use, but instead of sticking pins in people, we tap on them. Mm-hmm. So we're tapping on the energy systems to release the stresses that are held in there by the body.
Right.
That's where the fun starts.
So how do you identify... So this is a physical thing as well. It's not just talking through with people and giving them a program to work
on. Hands-on.
It really is physical hands-on. So how do you decide... How do you work out where to do this on the body then?
Well, we follow... There's a standard procedure that follows around the key tapping points where the energy lines meet. So that's sort of prescribed. The choice of the scenes that you start tapping, and we always start with the immediate trauma. So, you know, if they woke up yesterday morning with a screaming abdabs, terrified about the money, then we start on that trauma. And as you tap it around, their stress level reduces. And then you ask them to remember a previous time when they had that level of stress around money. And that could have been when a previous relationship finished because of money issues, or they were made redundant and there were fears and tears around what's going to happen to the money side of it. And we get them to go back into that scene and tap on that younger version of themselves that was having those fears and tears then and reduce that trauma. And as that relieves itself, we ask that one to, again, lead us back in using those memory cells to go back to a younger life. And this is where we get back to when people are 3 or 4 years old. And we've had people actually go back into traumas in the womb, feeling there isn't enough nutrition and not wanting to be born here.
So that is deep, then.
It can be pretty profound stuff, yes.
So where would this fit into CBT? Is that, that sounds like this is the opposite of that then, isn't it? Or
I've not trained in that. Okay. It's a cognitive behaviour therapy, isn't it? I'm not sure how that works, to be fair, so I wouldn't want to comment on that.
That's the EFT you just talked about.
Yes, that's right. Well, the EFT and the matrix bit is where you go back into these images from the younger days and relieve the trauma on them.
And so that's once you've identified these problems and maybe identified the causes and the deep-rooted causes, how do you then go to resolve them then?
Well, the key part is at some point during that healing journey when we've been tapping away on the younger parts themselves, we invariably find a light bulb moment where they say, you know, I never wanted to be doing the job I was doing. I always wanted to be doing something completely different. And that's the point where they stop looking into the past and what's been going on. They start looking to the future.
Mm.
For most of these people, when I first get to them, they see no future at all. It's just desperation and horror and black hole.
Sure.
Once they hit that light bulb moment and they say, you know, I really wanted to be, you know, an artist or a singer or whatever it happens to be, a therapist of some sort very often, then we can start working, okay, well, you need to be retrained. That's going to cost so much. You need to keep the job working for a while. Maybe go down to a lesser number of days to enable you to do this. You're going to need some money to help you fund this. Where's that going to come from? Friends, relatives, whoever it's going to be. And then we help get them up and running again. And once they have that vision of who they could be, the greatest possible vision for themselves in this lifetime, they get the enthusiasm back.
Mm.
They actually want to wake up in the morning and live their lives. And for many people, this has been a very, very long time since that happened for them.
Mm.
So getting their lives turned around and up and running is the most rewarding part of what I do.
And what, client confidentiality, but could you perhaps relay some good examples to us perhaps, or...
Yes, I mean, this can be... One of the things that's key, actually, in all of this is that everyone has a different financial pain threshold.
Mm.
I've got a client who's got over 100 grand's worth of loans and credit cards who really doesn't give a monkey's and says, they'll never take me alive, they're unsecured, it's their problem. Mm. I've got a little old lady down in Bristol who was 70, so she was born in the early 40s during the war. She's always had this thing about lack and about fear around her. She hasn't actually got any debt at all. But she's frightened that she might do. She says when she gets old, well, she's already 72 now. But that's where her fear is around money. And her big thing is, she didn't think she'd have enough money to give her grandchildren Christmas presents. I said, well, my dear, I'll tell you what we'll do then. We'll set you up a separate little deposit account, and every month when you get your pension money and whatever you've got left over from paying your bills, we'll put it into that separate little account, and that'll be your grandchildren's Christmas present and holiday money account.
Your role does, it's not just the therapy side, you do get involved with the practical side of the finance side of it as well then.
Absolutely. It has to work in the practical world. And the therapists don't tend to work on the left brain side and the finance stuff, and the finance guys who run the debt management plans around the country really aren't interested in where these people are going with their lives. They want to put them through the system, get the fees out, and thank you very much.
So you're doing a holistic approach when you're trying change people's lives in a positive way, not just say sticking plaster jobs, sort of the finance, because they can go back to it, can't they?
Exactly.
So that's a problem.
It's not a prescriptive way, it comes from them. All the journeying I do is what comes out for them about their journey.
Sure.
And then empower them to find the life they want for themselves.
And how long have you been doing this then?
Well, it's evolved really. I started my healing training in 2007, qualified with the Healing Trust in 2009. It's a 2-year program we go through there. Picked up the EFT and Matrix training during 2010. So it's really in the last year that this has really picked on now and started moving forwards properly.
Sure,
And it's deeply rewarding.
Yeah, I can see. Yeah. Well, thanks very much for your time. I appreciate that. And good luck for the future.
Well, thank you very much, Sean. Lovely to speak to you.
All right, great.
If you think of what Eric's offering is something suitable to you, there is a link on our website to Eric's website. And if anybody out there has perhaps gone through this process and wants to let us know, we'll be very interested to hear from you, actually. And just to let you know, we're always interested to hear from anybody, really, about the show, about what's going on out there. Please do get in touch with us. On our website, farringdonradio.com website, there is a link to Facebook. If you want to leave us a message there or just... send a message to Sean at farringdonradio.com or just want to let us know what's happening, what events are coming up, anything you want to promote, any fundraising events, or if you're probably in an organisation or a club or something that you think might be interesting for other people to hear about, do get in touch and let us know what you think. Anyway, on to our second piece of music. A band that's going to be coming to play in Farringdon in a few weeks' time. The Black Hats, Sam Prince is bringing them to the Crown on the 4th of November. And here's a track of theirs called Just Fall. That's right, that was the Black Hats. The track of theirs called Just Fall, coming to Farringdon the Crown on the 4th of November. Black Hats seem to be going down a stormy knox at the moment. Looking at their website, seem to be playing all over the place. I think they're playing the Wantage, Swan in Wantage, the following week after Farringdon. But Night Shift seems to be definitely raving about them, seems to be all over the place on Night Shift. I think it'd been on the front cover a couple of times now. So, yeah, that's the Just Fall from Black Hats. For our second interview, our second subject, it's now 100 years since the Macmillan Cancer Support Trust organisation got off the ground. And around the country, there are different support groups helping them and providing funds for the nurses that provide all the care. I say all around the country. It's not everywhere that's as active. I mean, Farringdon's got a very active one. And I went down recently to interview Anne Strouger and Linda Barber, I got that name right in the end, and they're going to tell us about what's happening here in Farringdon and how, if you're interested, and hopefully you are, you can show support for what's coming up. They've got an event, a coffee morning, on the 24th, Saturday the 24th of September in the Corn Exchange in Farringdon. Anyway, here's our interview with Anne and Linda. Well, I'm with Anne Strouger and Linda Barber, who are committee members for the Farringdon Cancer Macmillan Support Group Committee. Is that the right term? Let's get that right. I know we practiced, but I got that wrong probably.
It's Macmillan Cancer Support Group.
Macmillan Cancer Support Group, but you're the Farringdon...
We're the Farringdon branch.
Farringdon branch, okay, right. And particularly, what I'm interested in talking about is two things really. One, it's actually 100 years now, isn't it, since the Macmillan Trust and Organisation got off the ground, is that right?
It is 100 years since Douglas Macmillan started it, because he felt that people needed more information mm-hmm. and help with cancer.
Right, okay. And the idea behind the committees and groups like yourself is to provide funds for the nurses, is that right? Is that the best way to, how does that work then?
Well, for the nurses and everything which is involved in it, the financial side of it for the patients. Mm.
And so you raise funds for these organisations then, do you? For them. And how do you go about setting up, what fundraising aspects do you get involved with?
Most of it is out on the streets.
Yeah.
It sounds pretty bad.
I know what you mean. I think the listeners will know what you mean. It's okay.
I think they do too. and we're lucky in that a lot of the towns around here, Wantage, Whitney, allow us to go and collect.
Sure.
Outside of Sainsbury's or any of the stores that are there. And we usually get a good day,
okay.
2 days there.
Yeah.
Carterton as well. We raise a lot of money just by standing outside with our tins, to be quite honest.
Sure, yeah. And how would you successfully do you say you are? You aim for get what? How much a year about, do you think?
We hope to raise at least 10,000 a year.
Right, okay.
And in 4.5 years we've raised 50,000, so we're quite pleased
that
with that.
That is good, isn't it?
It is good, actually. Yeah.
And then this money goes towards the training and support of the nurses, is that right?
Yeah, we send it off to them and they use it in their capacity to train nurses.
Right.
It goes into their different benefit and welfare funds,
sure.
where it's needed. And it is basically to help people in this Oxfordshire area.
Mm. And the nurses are dedicated to it. This is not an extra hat an ordinary nurse, if that's the right term, would use.
Yeah.
These nurses come out of normal NHS work.
Yes.
And
they train.
And they train in the different cancer treatments that there are.
Right.
Because there are so many new cancers coming on, which is unfortunate. You get your nurses to suit the population at the end of the day, or the people that have patients.
Mm.
You know, you need, it's because you've got young patients and old ones, and so you work your way through and work out which is the best treatment that is for them, and the nurses will support them all the way through.
Right, okay. And what other things are the nurses doing? I mean, it's not just the treatment, it goes beyond just the actual direct treatment, though, doesn't it, really?
Yes, it does. It's difficult for us at this end to... itemise what they do, because I mean they are dedicated and they're there for their patients and they're there holding their hands and doing all the things that they do, and really all we do is try and get as much money as possible
to enable
them,
so
they can do the work that they
do. Yeah. But they also provide sort of like an intermediary between the GP and the patient as well, aren't they? They provide support and guidance, is that the best way of describing
it? Yes, they can do. They can go down to the GPs and find out what that patient might need, so they can go out and see them. They can also then direct patients to any benefits that they may need,
sure.
which then helps them. They have less stress as they're going in for treatment.
Right.
If they know somebody has taken over some of the financial side,
yeah.
or their children are going to be looked after, or that there is somebody going to be arranging transport so a husband can go and see
cool.
them.
I see.
All these
right.
things
okay.
make a difference.
And particularly here in Farringdon, Linda, maybe I could ask you, you've got something coming up on the 24th, is that right?
Yes, we have. Coffee morning.
Coffee morning. What's that? Not just go and have a cup of coffee. There's a bit more to it than that, isn't there?
No, you have a cup of coffee, a piece of cake, or a cup of tea, whichever you decide. We also have cakes to sell.
Mm-hmm.
We have stalls there. We have a raffle. We have quilters. We've had quilters who've been very good,
mm-hmm.
who have donated quilts to us through the year.
Sure.
So in a way, we're just allowing them to be there and show what they do.
Right, okay. Well, these are sale then, are you mean? Or,
well,
or?
Yeah, not really, no. Just for them to show what they do. So
right,
when
okay.
people buy these, well, not buy, when they win these,
oh, right. okay,
they
yeah.
know what's gone into it
sure.
and how
yeah.
much and
yeah.
how good it is of them to donate it to
yeah,
us.
Yeah, sure.
We've got other stores. We've got quirky bags.
Okay.
We've got jams, chutneys.
And this is on the 24th. Where is this and what are
the
timings?
Corner Exchange in
okay.
Farringdon.
Yeah.
And it's from 10 o'clock till 2.
10 till 2. Okay. Is that a Saturday, I take it? Is
it's
it?
A Saturday, yes.
Right, okay.
On the 24th. So hopefully we'll see lots of people there.
And are you looking for any more particular donations for this event? People to support in any way, bring things
well,
along?
Well, we will need a little bit of help.
Yes. We want to come along and buy the cakes.
Yeah. Are you looking for people to bring cakes along, maybe? Or
oh, yes, if they didn't
right.
mind. No,
yeah.
they would
absolutely. Okay.
be very
okay.
grateful for them,
yeah.
yes. yes.
Okay. Great. And going back to the actual support, obviously you're a local branch, and there aren't that many active or as active local branches as this from what you were saying earlier. How much does the funds generated locally, how much can you say goes back into actual local support? Not precisely, it must be difficult, but where does the money go to?
We send it off to Vista, to be quite honest. We've
okay.
got a treasurer who sends it to Vista, and it is distributed around, but it is... what he actually says to us is in this area. So,
mm.
I mean, we're talking about Oxfordshire.
Oxfordshire, right. Okay, well, that's...
Maybe a little bit into Buckinghamshire, but most of it is Oxfordshire. And it is money that we raise for local people.
Sure, yeah.
Them.
Well, that's
right.
It's Oxfordshire. I mean, people would go to the JR or the Oxford hospitals
exactly,
anyway. So that's
yes, yeah,
it's not.
Yeah.
There's no. Can't be directly for
no,
Farringdon, can
no,
it? Because
right,
it's
no,
not big
no,
enough.
We
no,
we can't say. Just
no,
it
not
work,
exactly.
No.
Not in Farringdon.
Great.
No.
And if somebody wanted to get in touch with you, what's the best way for them to get in touch to show their support?
I suppose really they could get in touch with either Christine Morehouse, who's our chair lady. Number is, or if she, there is a number down here which
okay.
is 07919 174958.
Okay.
It's probably the secretary and they will be able to direct you on and tell you what we need.
Okay.
And help in that respect.
Great. Okay. Well, thanks very much for your time.
You're
and
welcome.
Good luck for next. It's not next week, is it? It's 2 weeks. It's
2 weeks
today. Two weeks
today. We will be.
Yes. So the 24th of September, the Corn Exchange, 10 till 2.
Lovely.
Yep. And
great.
Posters will be around the town.
Around the town.
Yes.
Great.
Yes.
All right. Thanks very much for your time.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
And that number again, if you do want to get in touch with the Macmillan Cancer Support Farringdon branch, is 07919 174958, and I'm sure they very much appreciate some support either on the day, bringing some cakes down on the Saturday 24th, but I also know that throughout the year they do regular collections at Sainsbury's in the Clarendon Centre in Oxford, and they're always looking for extra people down there to help shaking the tins and generating some money. As I say, as they said, over £10,000 a year they seem to be collecting now, which is it's all good for the for that particular cause. Just a roundup now of a few of the things that are coming up during the next few weeks. On Tuesday the 13th September, the Cotswold Voices are starting off again, and they are looking for extra singers if people want to go along. Joe Moore, who will be interviewed the other day, will be in the following show on Sunday the 25th, if I've got that date right. Yes, I think it's on the Sunday the 25th. They're talking about the Cotswold Voices. But if you go onto their site, the Cotswold Voices, you can get in touch with Joe there. They practice at St Christopher's School in Langford, It's in the evenings, a couple of hours in the evening. Just turn up and join in. If you like what you're hearing there and part of it, then you can sign up and become a member of the Cotswold Voices. On Friday and Saturday, the 17th of September, I think, by the looks of it, these are going to be the last two now of Peter Wentworth's Lord Bernard's Magical Walks. Begin at 6:30, beginning under the Old Town Hall in the Marketplace. I went to one of these a couple of weeks ago, thoroughly enjoyed it. Lasts about an hour and 10, an hour and 15 minutes. Great raconteur. He definitely knows how to keep the audience in the palm of his hand. And if you want to hear a little bit more about what he does, we did an interview with him about three or four shows ago. If you want to be able to go back onto page 2 of farringdonradio.com, that lists all the previous shows there, and you can hear what else has been happening in the past. Also on Saturday the 17th of September, the NCT sale is going to be at the junior school during the day. And if you want to have them sell some of your stuff for you, you've got to get it to them in plenty of time. And the number to contact is 0844 243 6131. But if you went on to Farringdon Online, farringdon.org, went on to What's On, there's some email connections there as well for that event on the 17th of September. If you've got some children's clothes and bits and pieces you want them to sell. But the day's going to be open as well. I think it's from 10:30. If you want to go along and buy some items at a very good value, very good price. And the last thing for Saturday the 17th, the Farringdon Cricket Club, now officially opened, or in the process of being opening. I think they go through a number of stages of actually officially opening. But they've got a dinner dance. Not sure if it's a dance. I know it's a dinner. With after-dinner speakers. Got Sir Vivian Richards and Rodney. Oh dear, I think I've written that down wrong. Let me just check that again. On the hoof, it's Rodney Hogg. I was going to say Hegg then, and I made my notes wrong then. So Sir Vivian Richards and Rodney Hogg. £70 a ticket, beginning at 6:45. But if you got in touch with the Farringdon District Cricket Club on their website, they'll let you know if they've got any spaces available for a three-course dinner. Drinks reception, question and answers, with those quite esteemed guests there by the sounds of it. Okay, so I think that's the roundup of what we've got coming up during the next couple of weeks. But I say, if out there you've got something you want to tell us about, want to share with us, do get in touch with us and let us know, and I'll come along, do an interview, stick a microphone in front of your face, front the living daylights out of you perhaps, I don't know. Anyway, on to our last piece of music. It's a band who, dare I say, I regretfully didn't get round to seeing. I went to see a band who I've played on the show a few times now, Amy's Ghost. I went to see them a couple of months ago down in the Wheat Sheaf in Oxford. I think they were the second band on. And for whatever reason, I never got round to staying throughout the rest of the evening. So we missed this band, the Graceful Slicks, which is a great shame, having now listened to them. And thankfully they sent me a few tracks to play. I think it's one of those things I regret now, really, unfortunately. But I'm sure I'll be able to track some other gigs down and be able to hopefully get to see them, hopefully in the not-too-distant future. Anyway, this is a track of theirs. This is their last track for us here on Farringdon Radio on Sunday, the 11th of September. Here's a track called Bulbul Terang. Thank you.
begging, please. Don't you take my man from me. Boo boo terrain, you make me moan. Boo boo terrain, I'm drowning in your drone.